Thank you so much for calling us support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I got a thing on my phone to do a survey, okay? And then at the end of the survey, it says you pay $1 for an iPad Pro, which I put my card number in. Then it said something about this meal plan thingy. I didn't sign up for that. I mean, I didn't. That they put that up there after you had already given all your information and shit. I want it canceled.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
89048.
89048. What's your name, ma'am?
Dorothy Beer.
Thank you, ma'am, for verifying that. What's your, can you verify your address, please?
2151 Pahrump Valley Boulevard, apartment 17, Pahrump, Nevada, 89048.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. It looks like you said you pay $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for an iPad, correct?
It was supposed to be $1, yes.
Yes, ma'am. With that payment, with that sweepstakes, it enrolled you to one of our meal planning apps. You can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
But they never said nothing about that until after I hit the, after I put my card number in and hit the okay button for the dollar. I'm assuming that they're going to take $1 and send me the iPad. And then instead, after I hit the button, then it pops up with a screen with this meal plan crap. And I didn't sign up for that shit. I took the survey for, the survey was for, Gmail. It was a Gmail survey, so I figured it was legit. I didn't realize that it was affiliated with a company that want you to do pay for stuff. I want it canceled right now because you haven't taken anything off my card yet, and I want it canceled. I don't want any part of this.
Okay, ma'am. I understand you don't want it more, ma'am. It's a great app. We're currently doing a discount for all future months for $20 a month.
No, I don't want anything involving this. Just cancel it for me.
With that being said, ma'am, you have been canceled, ma'am. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, I would, please. Because if they take anything off my card, I am going to be calling Better Business Bureau. Go ahead. What's the number?
C as in Charlie.
Pardon me?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
920.
482.
482.
074.
004. 074. Oh,
074? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that's C as in Charlie, 920-482-074.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, they have charged you $49.97.
Well, they better put it back because if you don't, I'll call Better Business Bureau. This is a fraud scheme, and it's not cool to be taking senior people's money like that. So they had better put the $9 back on my card.
Give me one more.
Or I will if you don't, I'll contact Capital One and tell them not to pay it.
Give me one more, ma'am, please. With that being said, ma'am, you have been refunded for the $49.97.
What's this now? 49 what?
I was saying earlier, ma'am, they charge you $49.97. You have been refunded for $49.97.
A refund?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Then I will be checking my card.
Go ahead, ma'am.
If it's not put back, I will definitely call Better Business Bureau.
With that being said, ma'am, the refund won't be back in your account 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, that, I understand that, 3 to 5 days. I mean, what cracks me up is you can take it instantly, but you can't put it back instantly. That makes no sense to me.
Okay, ma'am. Is there anything else I do for you today, ma'am?
Nope. And I know, and I am sorry for getting snippy with you. I know it's not your fault. It's just the company that you work for. So, I mean, I apologize for getting snippy with you.
I totally understand, ma'am. No hard feelings.
Okay. And you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, also. Thank you for calling us for you. Have a great day, ma'am. Okay?
You too. Thank you. Bye.